VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello guys, it's me, Ming Jane. Do you guys own any pets? In particular, dogs? If you do, have you ever wondered what's in your dog's mind? Personally, I really want to know what's in my dog's mind. Let me tell you a story about why. By the way, my dog's name is Maru. So the story goes like this. Maru knows that he has to pee in the bathroom, and he does. Whenever I'm home, he spontaneously goes to the bathroom when he wants to pee. But when I'm not home, he just pees anywhere he wants but the bathroom. And I'm just like, oh, you know? And that's why I really want to know what's inside his mind. Anyways, let's take a look at today's sentence and see how those people got inside the mind of dogs. The purpose of this is to go through a number of exercises, including basic obedience, as well as how they react to the obstacles. When we hold the tryouts, it let us weed out the dogs that we don't think would enjoy doing this.
这样做的目的是透过一些训练，包括一些基本的服从，还有他们对于障碍物的反应。在进行实验时，我们会淘汰我们觉得不太享受整个过程的狗狗。
OK, 那我们来看一下发音。这个 purpose 的 O 是念 a 的音，所以是 purpose。再来 obedience 的 e 是发 e 的音，所以是 obedience。好，那 hold the tryout 的 hold the 会省略 d， 直接念后面的 the， 所以是 hold the tryout， hold the。那我们再来放慢速度念这句子吧。
The purpose of this is to go through a number of exercises, including basic obedience, as well as how they react to the obstacles. When we hold the tryout, it let us weed out the dogs that we don't think we enjoy doing this.
Well done! 那我们接下来看今天的第一个单字吧。Obedience.它是一个名词，意思是服从或是驯服。
I really hope my dog can learn obedience because he never listens to me.
我真希望我的狗可以学会服从，因为它从来都不听我讲话。不知道你们有没有同样的感觉，但我希望我的马路也可以听我讲话。那接下来是 obedience 的动词，叫做 obey。它是听从执行的意思，那它的这个字后面不需要加介系词，直接接名词或是当不及物动词使用，像是 As a soldier, it is important to obey orders. 身为军人，服从命令是很重要的。好，接下来我们来看第二个单字，叫 react。 react 它是一个动词，意思是反应或是做出回应。
How did your girlfriend react to your surprise for her?
你女朋友对你给她的惊喜有什么反应吗？不知道你们有没有给过另一半任何惊喜，因为我自己是很希望收到惊喜啦，但是我收到的机会超级少，不知道为什么。哎，没关系，我们来看下一个。React 的名词叫做 reaction。好，他的意思是反应、回应。
Danny's reaction when he saw his dinner was eaten by his dog was hilarious.
Danny 看到他的晚餐被狗吃掉时的反应超好笑。说到这个，我昨天的晚餐是麦当劳，然后马鲁就不小心吃掉一根薯条了，我真的是会被他气死。没关系，我们接下来看下一个单字 A number of, 它是一个片语，意思是几个、若干的意思。
You can use it like this. A number of my friends are coming to the party tonight.
我有一些朋友今天晚上会来派对。 OK， 那我们来看一下今天的最后一个单字 weed out， weed out， 它也是一个片语，意思是剔除、淘汰。通常会用到这个字的时候是可能像这样子， We should weed out the traitors in our team， 我们应该把团队里的叛徒剔除掉。这里的 traitor 就是叛徒， team 呢就是团队，希望大家都不会遇到任何的 traitors。Okay, guys, that's all for today's challenge. Well done! To be honest, my dog is so naughty that sometimes I tell him I will let him become a stray dog when I'm really mad. But I still love him very much, though. And I really hope that one day I will be able to figure out his mind. I really do. And what about you guys? Have your pets ever done something that drives you nuts?Don't forget to leave a comment below with your recording and share the stories of your pets with us. And I hope that all of us will be able to figure out what's in our pet's mind. Okay, see you next time. Bye!